Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The UN has imposed even tougher sanctions on North Korea after its latest test of a ballistic missile that can reach the U.S. mainland. CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk is joining us. So, Pamela, what are these new sanctions?
Well, Michael, this is tough new sanctions. It was a unanimous vote by the UN Security Council in response to the latest intercontinental ballistic missile, the 20th launched this year and the longest. So it caps North Korea's crude imports and limits its imports of refined oil products. It also bans all remaining categories of major North Korean exports and requires countries to expel these North Korean workers who work abroad and send the majority of their earnings to Pyongyang. So it is a biting set of new sanctions.
Have the previous sanctions had much impact? Certainly the missile tests have continued anyway.
The missile tests have continued. There have been 20 this year. There have been 6 nuclear tests. And it hasn't really stopped them, but there are a lot of back-channel talks. Now, what you're seeing is those kind of talks between the UN and North Korea and U.S. and North Korea. But China hasn't really been on board to really pressure North Korea. The UN resolution's passage today definitely is a sign that China has come around to ratcheting up the pressure on North Korea and that Beijing is working with Washington to increase the economic pressure. The idea here is to have a diplomatic rather than a military solution.
What do you think flipped the switch for China and got them more involved?
Well, there's clearly talks between Washington and Beijing, and that's number one. Number two is they've gotten worried about these tests. They clearly are perfecting their system. They're advancing their ability. North Korea claimed it could reach the continental United States with this latest launch. The U.S. Defense Department says no, but it's getting closer. And so I think China is worried both about the fact of the missiles and the nuclear weapons, but also about the fact that the United States might react militarily.
CBS News foreign affairs analyst Pamela Falk, always great insight, Pam. Thanks.
Absolutely, Michael.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.